Good afternoon. You're listening to Siskiyou Music Hall on the Classics News Service of JPR. I'm Don Matthews, broadcasting live today from the Steve Nelson Performance Studio, and it is my great pleasure to introduce to you the Uptown String Quartet. Now, the quartet is everything you might not expect a string quartet to be. The difference is mainly in the quartet's approach and choice of material while performing in a style all their own. Skilled improvisers and polished ensemble players, they traverse a tremendous range of music, and they match their expensive techniques and subtle dynamic shades to the demands of each piece. It's my great pleasure to welcome you to JPR. The members of the group are Maxine Roach, Diane Monroe, Lisa Terry, and Marika Hughes. Thanks for coming in today. Tell me, how did this group get started?
This is Maxine speaking. When I was in college, I think it was in my senior year, my father told me that he was talking to his mother, and she said, "You know, Max, you've played with Dizzy Gillespie, Charlie Parker, Duke Ellington. When are you going to play with your daughter?" And I was a classical musician. I went to Oberlin Conservatory. So it was his idea to form the string quartet. It was his idea to have four black women in the string quartet. To play, we first started off as the double quartet with four black men, so it was pretty equal. And then we branched off as the Uptown String Quartet. And he even named us because historically, to play uptown, there was a time when only jazz musicians could play uptown and create the music. You know, in downtown, they would play shows in white clubs where black folks couldn't go. So, you know, we have that historical name as well.
It's great. And so this is kind of a reunion tour, if I understand, from some of the things that I've been reading about. You played together, you made a recording, even had a wonderful debut album in 1989. Washington Post reviewed that and loved it.
The debut album was in 1989. This is Diane Monroe. The debut album was in 1989. And then we made another album in 1992. Okay, the first album was on Philips Records, and the second album was on the Mesa Blue Moon, you know, the Warner Brothers label.
Mm-hmm. And then you just went your separate ways after that.
No, we kept performing actually through the year 2000, actually with the double quartet, and the string quartet itself disbanded in 95, 96. So, I mean,
we were together about 10 years, though.
Meaning, right. Well, yeah, even more, actually more, because the original group formed in 1981, as Maxine tells me. Yes.
So I'm talking to the Uptown String Quartet performing in a concert coming up on Sunday at 3 o'clock at the SOU Recital Hall on Mountain Avenue. You can get tickets for this concert, humanitytickets.com. Could you play something for us?
Sure. Sure. Absolutely.
What are you going to play?
We're going to play Bill Lee's arrangement of Let Us Break Bread Together. Bill Lee was the father of Spike Lee. He was a prolific composer. He wrote many operas. He was a jazz bass player. And he passed away last year. But he wrote us a couple of compositions that we're going to be playing on Sunday. He also was the composer of the first couple of movies that Spike Lee put out as well. You know, he's a very talented man. So my father asked him to write something for the string quartet. He did, and my father asked a lot of folks. Benny Golson, we have some wonderful arrangements for Benny Golson as well, right?
Yes.
Cecil Bridgewater and
Odine
Pope. I mean, it was really a gift. It was a gift.
Well, let's hear it. This is Bill Lee's version of Let Us Break Bread Together, performed here on JPI by the Uptown String Quartet.
Thank you.
That was Bill Lee's arrangement of Let Us Break Bread Together, performed here on JPR, live from the Steve Nelson Performing Studio with the Uptown String Quartet. Very excited to have you here. You've had quite a busy week. I understand this is more than just a concert that you're giving on Sunday. You're also appearing tonight at the Ashland Elks Lodge. What exactly is the plan for this event?
Yes, this is Lisa speaking. We are actually combining forces with a wonderful artist from this area, Hava Florida, who is a Native American woman who is very involved in music of her tradition. And the quartet had expressed a desire to find a way to partner with a woman in this area who could bring that to the quartet as we explore and build upon who we are as women and what we can share with our respective cultures. So it's centered around the idea, again, of bringing together multi-diverse people in this concert, not just a concert, but more of a discussion, I think, with examples of what we do.
And that's tonight at the Ashland Elks Lodge at 7 p.m. Yes, that's really exciting. And the performance that you're doing at the recital hall on Sunday at 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
That's great. So again, we're going to be able to hear them play live at the SOU Music Recital Hall, 3 o'clock on Sunday the 5th. We're listening to the Uptown String Quartet reunion concert, and as part of the Anima Mundi group, they have lots of concerts and information about their productions in general. AnimaMundiProductions.com to find out about their great season and series. What's in the future for you after you finish up this residency here in Ashland? What's coming next?
Back to Jersey.
Back to Brooklyn.
This week-long residency is not being taken sort of on the road.
Right. We call this a reunion residency.
Oh.
You know, yes.
I see.
And a reunion for them. And this is Marika speaking. This is my first time playing with Uptown String Quartet.
And how long have you been playing with them, Marika?
2 weeks, yeah, right?
Basically 2 weeks, yes.
We've known each other for a long time from different parts of being musicians in the world. But yeah, it's an honor, true honor.
The reason that we've only been playing with Marika for 2 weeks is because both cellists that we played with in the past passed away. So.
Well, I want to thank the Uptown String Quartet for taking time out of their busy week to come by here to JPR Studios, playing so beautifully. And I look forward to hearing from lots of my listeners about how excited they are about getting to the concert. Once again, this concert is Sunday at 3 o'clock at the SOU Music Recital Hall.
This is Max. I just want to add that if you come to the concert, you're going to hear music from wonderful composers, Diane Monroe, who's violinist, Lisa Terry, and, I do some arrangements. But we play music from spirituals to bebop and James Brown.
So bring your dancing shoes.
One of our great American artists.
All right, very exciting.
Owl.
That's right.
Tickets and information at humanitytickets.com. Mark your calendars, Sunday the 5th at 3 o'clock at the SOU Music Recital Hall on Mountain Avenue here on the campus of SOU. Thank you all so much for coming in.
It's a pleasure being here.
Yes, pleasure. Pleasure's ours.
Yeah.
Siskiyou Music Hall continues after a moment.